This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. The drawing shows two men standing about 6 feet apart, both wearing protective masks. The caption reads, "I'm not sure I want to travel if I can't see mouths." Another sketch depicts a man walking his dog and talking on his cell phone. According to the caption, he says, "Social distancing isn't difficult. It's just painfully reminiscent of high school dating." These are editorial cartoons drawn by Tom Swick. Thing is, Tom is not a cartoonist by profession. He's an author and a former travel editor for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And he's also among the many South Floridians discovering or rediscovering their inner artist during COVID-19 isolation. WLRN series Intermission has been looking at how South Florida's arts community is coping during the pandemic. But we've also been hearing from amateur artists who have drawn inspiration from the crisis. And Tom Swick joins us now. You've been churning out about one cartoon a week since the pandemic started. You're an accomplished writer. When it comes to getting a serious message across, Tom, what can an editorial cartoon do that a written commentary or think piece cannot?
Well, what I love about cartoons is that they're so succinct. I mean, they can say a lot in just a very few words. And I love the economy of it. It's just so contained in that one little square, whereas an article, you know, kind of goes on and on. So I like that aspect of it.
What do you feel is the role of humor as commentary during really difficult times, political or otherwise?
I think humor is very important. It's what, you know, helps us kind of let off steam, and it helps us to get through hard times. You know, we all need occasional moments of levity and just to kind of look at things from a less serious point of view. I think it's very psychologically helpful to just, you know, just see the light side of things, to see the humor in everyday life, and even now when we have a very serious situation. I spent 2.5 years living in Poland during a period of solidarity and then martial law. Martial law was a very grim time. There were tanks in the streets, and I never heard so many jokes. I mean, the Poles, it was a way for them to survive.
Where have you been posting your editorial cartoons?
Every Monday, I put a new one up on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
How tempted have you been to send your cartoons to The New Yorker or another magazine that publishes these sorts of satirical drawings?
Not at all. I, with The New Yorker, you know, I'm a writer, and I don't want to give them yet another reason to reject me. My drawings are definitely not New Yorker quality, even though the style, I think, is maybe somewhat like the New Yorker style, but the quality is not good enough. And I think I want to keep it as just a hobby and something to just amuse myself and anyone else.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you, Tom, if that's all right.
Well, thank you.
We've been speaking with author and former Sun Sentinel travel editor Tom Swick, who's also a sometime editorial cartoonist. This interview is part of Intermission, WLRN series looking at how South Florida's arts community is coping during the COVID-19 pandemic. We've also been hearing from people who are not artists by trade, but who are tapping into their creative side during this time of social distancing. If you've got a story to tell, please send an email to talktous@wlrnnews.org with the word intermission in the subject line. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.